This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
The Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission has started a joint venture with the Australian Sports Commission to tackle sporting homophobia. And Human Rights Commissioner Helen Zoki joins me on the line now. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
So tell us what this is about, this joint project of yours.
Well, basically, it's pretty much as you've described it. We're working with the Australian Sports Commission to look at a project tackling homophobia in sport, and this is really building on the very important research and, I guess, the stories that we hear about the extent to which homophobia pervades sport. So what we want to do is really look at probably one sporting code and work on identifying what resources, what policies, what sorts of actions need to be taken to ensure that everyone who participates in that code from club level through to the elite level feels safe, irrespective of what their sexual orientation is.
So, in other words, there's going to be a third partner in this process. You're going to have to get together with the governing bodies of a particular sport and then basically go through the whole thing from top to bottom.
That's right. And we're still in the process of negotiating what that code will be. But in many ways, the events, I guess, of the last 2 weeks, I mean, the launching of the Come Out to Play report and the intense media attention that has been given, particularly to Jason Ackermanis's comments, mean that there is a heightened awareness of this issue, and we're hoping that that will bode well in terms of our negotiations with whatever that sporting code might be.
Now, when you talk about going into one particular sport and working through at all levels, this is one of the problems that's always been with this topic and dealing with it in sport is that we've been down the years there have been a lot of reports, there have been a lot of research that have said, yeah, sport is homophobic. I was doing a bit of research on the net yesterday and I came across a report from the Australian Sports Commission themselves called Harassment-Free Sport Guidelines to Addressing Homophobia and Sexuality Discrimination in Sport. And then I turned the page and discovered it dated to 2000. Now, that's 10 years ago. So they were doing that 10 years ago, and obviously it didn't go anywhere. What makes you think that this approach that you're going to take now is going to fare any better?
Well, I think, Doug, probably generally what we know in relation to discrimination is that the changes in attitudes and actions of people are incremental over time. And I think that I would say that the planning was well underway for this particular project before the events of the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. But what's clear in my mind is that when you have mainstream sport and mainstream media actually coming out with very strong statements opposing homophobia in sport, and the most extreme example, although I'm a bit embarrassed to admit it, is that I watched the footy show the night of the launch of the Come Out to Play report.
You have my sympathy.
Well, I live in a household full of jocks, so you know, the to have that show, which is really quite ghastly in many measures, and has been the cause of public comments from this commission in the past because of inappropriate comments, to have them being very strongly making very strong statements, which basically say that, you know, homophobic behaviour is not acceptable within a within the AFL, I think is interesting. Now, I don't think our project is going to solve and unravel the bias and discrimination of centuries, but I think it will take us a step further. And I think what's critical is that what we'll have the opportunity to do is to sort of build on the initiatives of the past. So the Australian Sports Commission have clearly tried to address this issue. The Crawford Report on Sport clearly identified it as an area of focus in terms of how sport should be progressing into the future. We have research done by people like Carolyn Simmons, which is really very strongly evidence-based, that, that if you like, strengthens our arm in relation to work that we're doing. And we have programs like Play by the Rules, which is always focused on having, I guess, online training which addresses issues around homophobia. So we're going to be standing on the shoulders of all of that work that's gone before us. But because it's targeting that local club level, which by definition will mean children through to the elite sport level, what we're really saying is that we understand that it's not just in the locker rooms of the Olympic teams. It's really in the fields and in the sporting groups in the suburbs and in the country areas of Victoria where we need to start to raise this issue and we need to start to build awareness. So I think we'll go a long way to taking another step in the right direction.
Yes, well, I certainly agree with you there. But if you start with the young generations and create the right kind of culture right at the beginning, then they hopefully they carry that culture up with them as they move through the various levels of the sport and through the various age groups.
Yeah.
It's very hard to change somebody's mind when they're in their 30s and 40s, but it's much easier if you create the culture down at the young level and then that carries through. I understand how that works.
Yeah.
I guess my concern, I suppose, would be that we seem to be terribly good at producing policies and policy statements and manuals and, and what I might call motherhood statements and things, and often quite detailed stuff as well. Where we often seem to fall down with this kind of thing is the ongoing on-the-ground training. And how will your project address that kind of thing to make sure that this stuff is not just sits in a book but is actually practically demonstrated to everybody over a long period of time?
Sure. Well, basically, increasingly what we're doing with all of our areas where we're trying to address systemic discrimination is to have a multi-pronged strategy. So in this case, we certainly will be helping the sporting code in relation to policy development, but we'll have to have a range of more active measures, such as awareness raising, education training, social marketing, champions within the sport and so on. And we as a commission have identified sport as a priority area in an ongoing sense because we think that it is a very important vehicle for getting human rights messages through to the community, but it's also touches on the lives of many people. So to tackle discrimination within sport is really important. And that means that we will continue to be available, I guess, to try to not only resource directly sporting clubs in dealing with this behaviour, but to continue to partner with other initiatives like Play by the Rules, to continue to work with the state government to try to make sure that the sporting code of conduct is, I guess, administered in a proactive way, to continue to work with Vic Health, which of course this week has just announced a big pilot to do with a range of aspects around sport, including discrimination in a general sense. So there are a lot of initiatives on the ground that arguably you could say will have a lot of momentum to mean that after 12 months things won't just grind to a halt. There'll be some continuity in terms of trying to resource the sporting sector generally to ensure that they remove discrimination. And I've been around the Commission for over 5 years now, and I've never known a time where there's so much momentum and impetus to actually tackle homophobia is what there has been in the last few months. So I think that augurs well.
Yes. Well, I think in many respects, Jason Ackermanus did us all a favour.
I agree with you. I
don't think he was as homophobic as he was painted, to be honest. He was just not very clever at putting his point across.
Yes. And I agree with you. And I've said certainly in other places that there is no way that the Come Out to Play report would have got the attention it deserves if Jason hadn't managed to put his footy boot firmly in his mouth. He has to then go on and, deal with the consequences of that. But I think what's important is, and I don't need to tell you this, that, you take your opportunities when they come.
Indeed.
When you're trying to achieve social change and when you're trying to redress very institutionalised and systemic practices. And that's what we're trying to do as a commission, within our statutory obligations. And I think that's what the community is trying to do as well.
Yeah, you try and recognise a tipping point or catch the wave as it comes or whatever particular cliche you want to use. But I think you're right. I think that because you've had such strong statements from the AFL at all levels and from quite a few people you wouldn't necessarily have expected to hear from, that, things augur well. As I say, so long as there is that continued pressure that goes on and it isn't just one of those sort of, waves that passes and then everything carries on just as before, I hope this time around it's going to be something that sticks. And I rather suspect it will. Helen, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much for the opportunity to talk to you.
And good luck with the work.
Thank you very much. Hopefully we can come back and talk about the progress as we get going.
Well, as soon as you know what the code is,
yes.
Definitely we'd like to talk to you then.
Lovely. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Helen.
Bye.
That was Helen Zoki there, Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commissioner. This all, of course, kicked off around the time of Idaho, when the Australian Sports Commission announced they wanted to do this project, and I quote, to effect cultural and behavioural change in sport across many areas, including bullying, harassment, player well-being, discrimination, and a particular focus on addressing homophobia. That sounds good to me.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.